Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text 2, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I've been lecturing over the last few years in Croatia at a camp. I was lecturing on the first verse, and I finished that, and I moved into the second verse.
Že ty léta, co jezdím do Chorvatska, tak já jsem vždycky dával lekce na první verš Bhagavatamu, co jsem dokončil, a teď jsem začal dávat lekce z druhého verše Bhagavatamu.
So I'm going through analyzing the words.
Já to dělám tak, že analyzuju různá slova v tom verši.
This is what Gopi Pranadana Prabhu called an underview instead of an overview.
Což Gopi Pranadana Prabhu popisuje jako zevrubné zkoumání.
Although of course his analysis is significantly more learned and realized than mine.
Samozřejmě jeho analýzy jsou mnohem učenější než ty moje.
But anyway, we can praise the Lord, as the saying goes, according to our capacity.
Tak to můžeme oslavovat Pána podle naší kapacity.
Who knows this verse? Anyone learned it? It's a very important verse. All right, so those who know can chant it with me. Dharma projita kaitava trapa paramo nirmat saranam satam vidyam vastavam atravastu shivadam tapa trayon mulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kingva Parairishvaraha Sadyo Hridya Varudhyate Takriti Bhisusru Shubhis Takshanat. Yeah, please read the translation in Czech.
Srimad Bhagavatam důsledně zahrnující veškeré náboženství, motivované hmotným chtíčem, ustanovuje nejvyšší pravdu, kterou chápou oddaní čistého srdce. Nejvyšší pravda je realita a je zde oddělená od iluze pro blaho všech. Taková pravda vykořenuje trojí druh utrpení. Překrásný Srimad Bhagavatam byl sestaven velkým mudrcem Vyasadevem v jeho zralosti a sám o sobě stačí k realizaci Boha. Všemu jsou potřeba jiná písma. Vyslyšíme-li pozorně a pokorně poselství Bhagavatamu, bude pěstováním tohoto poznání svrchovaný Pán okamžitě pevně ustanoven v našem srdci.
Yeah, so I'll start by discussing the word satam. Actually, I've already discussed it, but I'll discuss it a little more.
Takže já jsem začal diskutovat tento verš satam.
Satam is translated as devotees.
Satam je přeloženo jako oddaní.
This specifically refers to persons who are sincere to understand the truth.
Což se specificky stavuje na osoby, které jsou velice upřímní pochopení absolutní pravdy.
Is that a video camera? I see. All right. Wonders of modern technology. Yeah, the subject of Srimad Bhagavatam has been established in the first verse. As Satyam Param, the supreme truth. That supreme truth is Bhagavan, is described therein. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Respects are offered to Vasudev, who is Bhagavan, Krishna.
Všechna úcta je obětována Bhagavanovi, který je Krishna.
And this scripture is called Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in relation to Bhagavan.
Toto písmo je Srimad Bhagavatam, což má spojitost se slovem Bhagavan.
Srila Prabhupada begins his introduction to the Srimad Bhagavatam with an analysis of how the Bhagavatam brings together the conception of God and the conception of the Absolute.
Srila Prabhupada v úvodu Bhagavatamu začíná tím, že vysvětluje koncepci Bhagavana absolutní pravdy.
Srila Prabhupada writes the first words of his introduction. The conception of God and the conception of absolute truth are not on the same level. I hope they translated it correctly, because it's very, very important. It's not such an easy thing to catch, but it's very important that it's.
Srila Bhagavatam se zaměřit na absolutní pravdu, pojetí Boha a absolutní pravdy nejsou na stejné úrovni.
What's the first? It starts with the word Srimad Bhagavatam. Well, that puts it in different order to the English.
The second sentence
becomes the first. Well, it's actually, of course, I don't know anything about Czech language, but Prabhupada introduces this by stating, not introducing the Srimad Bhagavatam, but introducing the philosophical difference that is generally conceived between the conception of God and the conception of the Absolute Truth.
Takže Šila Prabhupáda chtěl v té první větě ustanovit vlastně ten rozdíl mezi konceptem pojetím absolutní pravdy a pojetím Boha, že to není na stejné úrovni.
And then Srila Prabhupada, well, first of all, let's try to understand this. What does this mean?
Takže snažíme se to nejdříve tomu porozumět, co to znamená.
The conception of the absolute truth is generally considered a philosophical conception. Although it is a philosophical conception.
Takže pojetí absolutní pravdy je obecně chápáno jako filozofické pojetí, a ono je to filozofické pojetí.
That is generally sought out by philosophically minded people and concluded that the absolute truth is impersonal.
A toto vyhledávají filozoficky založení lidé a často dochází k názoru, že absolutní pravda je neosobní.
Whereas from the philosopher's point of view, the conception of God is sentimental.
A z pohledu filozofů je pojetí Boha něco velice sentimentálního.
That means a supreme power, a supreme person, who we turn to for succor and help in our difficulties within the world. Do you know what sakha means? It means something like assurance, nourishment, some kind of mental soothing.
Oni si myslí, že pojetí Boha nebo osoba Boha je nějaká osoba, která nám pomáhá v našem utrpení.
If you don't know what a word means, please ask me, because otherwise you'll either miss it or misrepresent it. So it's people who are philosophical, even apparently theistic philosophers, they think that this conception of God, that's just for less intelligent people.
Že pojetí osobního Boha je pro méně inteligentní lidi.
And thus the atheistic philosophers like Karl Marx, who said that religion is the opiate of the people.
A proto třeba neosobní ateistický filozof jako byl Karel Marx, tak řekl, že náboženství je opium lidstva.
And the impersonalists who say that, well, there are different grades of impersonalists, but the traditional impersonalists in India, the followers of Shankaracharya, say that bhakti is good for people on a lower level, but when you come to a higher level, then you understand that the absolute truth is impersonal.
Takže tradiční impersonalisté, zvláště následují školu Shankaracharya, tak oni říkají, že bhakti je dobrá, ale je to pro lidi na nižší úrovni. A když přejdete přes tuto úroveň, tak pochopíte, že absolutní pravda je impersonální.
And we find that in traditions which are supposed to be theistic, of which the prominent example for us here in Europe is Christianity.
A my nacházíme v tradičních teistických kulturách, tradicích, které by měly být jako teistické, tak jako tady třeba na západě příkladem křesťanství.
That while the common people used to, I don't see many people in the churches nowadays, but the common people used to pray to Jesus, who they mistake to be God, believing in him as a person, but the theologians or the philosophically minded members of the church, they have it like a secret among themselves that they think that, you know, that's not actually God is a power, a force, mystical, sublime, beyond word. In other words, they have an impersonal concept.
Že můžeme mít tyto lidé křesťanství, když dneska už do kostela lidi moc nechodí, tak oni se modlili k osobě Ježíše, kterého milně považují za Boha, ale můžeme vidět, že teologové, nebo ti více postavili vzdělaní, takzvaně vzdělaní křesťané, tak oni mají takové vlastní tajemství, že oni si ve skutečnosti říkají, jako jaká osoba lidi. Nejvyšší je nějaká síla, nějaká mocnost, něco vysokého.
So what's the Bhagavatam about? Is it about the absolute truth or is it about God?
Takže o čem je Bhagavatam? O absolutní pravdě nebo o Bohu?
What do you think?
Co si myslíš?
Well, you already read it in Czech. The Srimad Bhagavatam hits on the target of the absolute truth.
My jsme tady překládali, že Srimad Bhagavatam se zaměřuje na nejvyšší pravdu.
Srila Prabhupada doesn't present that this immediately that this is about God.
Srila Prabhupada tam nevysvětluje hned na začátku okamžitě, že tato kniha je o Bohu.
But he presents that this is an exposition of the absolute truth.
Popisuje, že to je vlastně nějaký výjev absolutní pravdy.
Which we will find out is God, the supreme personality of God.
Postupně nalezeme logicky, že to je nejvyšší osobnost Božství.
But Vyasadev presents this Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, the scientific knowledge of the supreme truth, scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead. He presents it in the context of Vedanta.
A Vyasadeva toto vědecké pojetí nejvyšší osobnosti Božství představil v konceptu Vedanty.
There are many scriptures in which Krishna is mentioned, many Puranas and Mahabharata, he is presented as the Supreme Lord.
V mnoha písmech, jako je Mahabharata, Purány, tak Krishna je prezentován jako nejvyšší pán.
But the gyanis or those who are trying to understand or approach the highest platform by the pursuit of knowledge, they're on the path of knowledge and they're interested in Brahma, which is described in the Vedas as Brahma.
Ale jáni, kteří se snaží dosáhnout nejvyššího poznání, tak jsou na cestě pouze na této cestě jáni a oni dosáhnou nebo chtějí dosáhnout Brahman.
So Brahma means, what we usually, Prabhupada has written that in English as Brahman to distinguish that from the term Brahmana and the name Brahma.
Takže co to znamená Brahman? Srila Prabhupada rozlišuje toto slovo Brahman od slova Brahmana a od jména Brahma.
Brahma means the absolute truth, that is the subject of Vedanta, which is the end of the Vedas, the summum bonum of the
Brahma
Vedas.
Brahma znamená nejvyšší pravda, což je námětem celé Vedanty a je to prostě všechno.
You have summum bonum in the same Czech? It's a Latin term. Prabhupada uses it often, this term. I think devotees should know this term. Because if you read Prabhupada's books, you have to know this term. Isn't it? You've all heard this. I think I first read it in Prabhupada's books. It literally means the highest welfare.
doslovně znamená to nejvyšší dobrodění.
But Srila Prabhupada, he generally seems to use it as a synonym for the absolute truth or the highest level.
Srila Prabhupada to často používal jako synonymum pro slovo absolutní pravda.
Vedanta Sutra is also called Brahma Sutra.
Vedanta Sutra se také nazývá Brahma Sutra.
Vyasadev begins his Srimad Bhagavatam with the words Janmadhyasya Yataha.
A Vyasadeva začíná Srimad Bhagavatam slovy Janmadhyasya Yataha.
Which is the first term used to describe Brahma, the Supreme Truth, in the Brahma Sutra.
Což je první termín, který popisuje Brahma, nejvyšší pravdu.
So everything else in the Brahma Sutra is a discussion on this principle, Janmadhyasya Yataha. Which Srila Prabhupada translates that the Supreme Truth is the source of all emanations. Now, in Brahma Sutra, the Vyasadev develops that knowledge of Brahma in one way, and here in Srimad Bhagavatam, he develops it in another way.
Takže Brahma Sutra Vyasadeva rozvíjí poznání absolutní pravdy jednou cestou, a ve Srimad Bhagavatam to ukazuje jinou cestou.
They both describe the same thing.
Obě dvě cesty popisují tu samou věc.
But here in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explicitly described, whereas in Vedanta Sutra, it is implicitly described. You could say, anvayavyatirekabhyam means directly and indirectly. Is another way of putting it.
Takže ve Vedanta Sutra je tato absolutní pravda popsána nepřímo, a Vishnu Bhagavatam upřímo.
Actually, it's not indirectly in Vedanta Sutra, but it... It appears to be so. For people who don't understand it. So, who will understand this? This there are maybe hundreds of verses, or anyway, there are many verses composed by devotee poets.
Že je spoustu veršů, které složí různí oddaní básníci.
Describing the wonder that the Param Brahma, the Supreme Truth, is a person who is subservient to, and especially that he is subservient to his devotees.
Takže oni ve svých verších jako vysvětlují úžas nad tím, že Param Brahma, nejvyšší pravda, osobnost božství, se dává do područí svých oddaných.
Shrutim itare. Bharatam bhaya bhitam. Ahameha nandang vande yasyalinde param brahma. This is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Tento verš je popsán Chaitanya Charitamrita.
That some people worship the Shruti, the original Vedic literature. And others are followers of the Smriti, that which is developed from the Vedic, the original Vedic literature. Some study the Mahabharata, being afraid of the condition of material life. But as far as I am concerned, the author of this verse says,
ale autor verše říká, ale co se mě týče,
I worship who? What do you think? Who? Nanda Maharaj. I worship Nanda Maharaj.
Říká, já uctívám Nandu Maharaje.
Because in his courtyard, the Supreme Truth is playing, subservient to Nanda Maharaj. That's the implication. So devotees, they are the perfect understanders of the Absolute Truth.
Takže oddaní jsou ti, kteří perfektně chápou absolutní pravdu.
Nanda Maharaj is the greatest Vedantist.
Nanda Maharaj je ten největší Vedantista.
If we actually want to understand the purport of Vedanta, we have to go to Nanda Maharaj.
Že pokud chceme pochopit význam Vedanty, tak musíme jít za Nandou Maharajem.
With his big round belly and long beard.
Který má velké kulaté břicho a dlouhý kýr.
He doesn't look like a Vedantist. He doesn't talk like a Vedantist, what we commonly consider a Vedantist.
Nevypadá moc jako Vedantista.
But he is the perfect Vedantist because he is Nanda Maharaj.
On je dokonalý Vedantista, protože on je Nanda Maharaj.
He's the fully in love with Krishna.
Je plně pohroužen v lásce ke Krishna.
So, satam means one who is in relation to the those who are in relation to the supreme truth.
Satam to jsou ti, kteří jsou ve vztahu k nejvyšší pravdě.
And Atato Brahma Jignyasa, the Vedanta Sutra begins with the exhortation to find out the supreme truth.
Že Vedanta Sutra
The direction,
takže,
order,
Vedanta Sutra se vydává,
urging,
vydává směrem najít absolutní pravdu, dotazovat se na absolutní pravdu.
So devotees, they satam, Srila Prabhupada often translates this as honest, because it means in relation to the truth.
Takže je popsáno, Srila Prabhupada vysvětluje, že to je honest.
Devotees are sincere seekers of the truth. Others who study the Vedas without trying to find the truth. Or who are attracted to impersonal conceptions of the truth. They're not actually sincere. Therefore, they are attracted to dharma, artha, kama, moksha, which is cheating religion. It's cheating because it's not directly connected with the truth.
Ve spojitosti s nejvyšší pravdou.
They don't directly bring us to Krishna.
Nedostane nás to přímo ke Krishna.
Those who are sincere, they will be attracted to Krishna, and those who are not sincere, they will not be attracted to Krishna.
Ti, co jsou upřímní, tak přitahování ke Krishnovi, a ti, co nejsou upřímní, tak k němu přitahování.
Moghasha, mogha, karmano, mogha, jnana, vichetasaha. Rakshasing asuring chaiva prakritin mohinin shitaha. Persons who are not attracted to Krishna, and especially persons who are envious of Krishna, they become attracted to demoniac and atheistic views.
Takže osoby, které nejsou přitahovány Krishnou a jsou závistivé Krishnovi, tak oni budou přitahováni démonskými a ateistickými názory.
Thus their culture of knowledge, their fruitive activities, they're all spoiled, thwarted.
A tak celé jejich poznání a jejich plodnostné činnosti tak jsou zničeny.
It simply results in more and more illusion.
A výsledkem toho je jenom, že se zvětší a více jejich iluze.
So Ved means knowledge.
Že Veda znamená poznání.
Knowledge means to know that Krishna is the supreme and we are all in relation to him.
A poznání znamená vědět, že Krishna je nejvyšší a my všichni máme s ním vztah.
But those who study the Vedas without coming to this point, their knowledge, say vidya avidya jani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, all that knowledge is just the opposite of knowledge actually.
Ti, co kteří se snaží dosáhnout poznání, ale nedojdou k tomuto závěru, tak Bhaktivinoda Thakur popisuje, že to jejich takzvané poznání ve skutečnosti pravým opakem poznání.
It's just like the absurdity of having read all the Ramayana and at the end saying, I only have one question that who is Sita the father of?
Takže je to jako kdyby někdo přečetl celou Ramayanu a pak se zeptal, čím otcem je Sita?
It's an absurd question. Because Sita, how can she be the father of anyone, being a female? So, those who study the Vedas, but they don't get Vidya, they are cheated by their own, not actually by Vyasadeva or by Sarasvati or by Krishna, but by their own foolishness and rascaldom.
Ti, co studují vědy, ale nevědí tomu, poznání, tak jsou podvedení. A nejsou podvedení Vyasadevem ani Sarasvatim ani Kršnou, ale sami jejich špatným přístupem.
Those who are sincere, who from the beginning are not cultivating an attitude of envy to Krishna, they can understand this subject.
Ale ti, co jsou upřímní a ti, co od začátku svého poznávání, oni nekultivují ten závistivý postoj ke Kršnovi, tak oni můžou.
Which is Vedyam Vastavam. It is the actual subject to be understood within the Vedas. Everything else is simply cheating. However, we find Vedesha Savaraham Eva Vedyaha within all the Vedas Krishna is to be known.
Můžeme také najít výrok, že Krishna je ten, který má být poznán.
Sarve Veda Yad Padam Amananti, all the Vedas are meant for understanding this point.
Všechny Vedy jsou určeny, aby byl pochopen tento bod.
So how can it be said that all the Vedas are cheating?
Takže jak můžeme říci, že všechny Vedy jsou podvod?
Well, they're meant to lead one to Krishna.
Oni jsou určeny k tomu, aby nás dovedli ke Krishna.
But actually, the Vedas, there's that also, there's that... Vedai Ramayana Chaiva Purane Brahma. What is it? Vedai Ramayana Chaiva Purane Bharate Tata Adavante Cha Madhye Cha Hari Sarvatra Giyate. In all the Vedas, Ramayana, Mahabharata, the only subject is beginning, middle and end. The only subject is glorification of Hari, Krishna.
Takže taky výrok, že ve všech Vedách, v Rámajaně, Mahabharatě, tak jediným námětem, jediným začátkem, středem a koncem celého toho námětu je Krishna.
But this can only be understood if one, if it's seen in the light of Srimad Bhagavatam.
A toto můžeme pochopit pouze tehdy, když se na ty věci díváme skrze světlo Srimad Bhagavatam.
Because this gives the clue, this is the actual subject of Bhagavatam, of the Vedas.
Že to je v podstatě ten opravdový námět Bhagavatam všech
Ved. So this Srimad Bhagavat Mahamuni Krite, it's compiled by Vyasadeva.
Tento Bhagavatam je sestaven Vyasadeva.
And within Srimad Bhagavatam, again and again, we'll find the declaration that this is the topmost knowledge.
Ve všem Bhagavatamu neustále znovu a znovu nacházíme, že toto je správné jako vysvětlení absolutní.
Idam Bhagavata nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishayasaya Lokasya Dhanyang Swastyayanam Mahat. Here it is stated that the Srimad Bhagavatam is Brahma Samhitam. It is the It's the exposition, or it's the essence of all the Vedas. Brahma in this context means the Vedas. And the essence of all the Vedas is Uttama Shloka Charitam, describing the pastimes of he who is described in the best verses, namely Krishna. It is compiled by Vyasadeva, Bhagavan Rishi, Maharshi Vyas, who is the avatar of the personality of Godhead. It is Nishrayasaya Lokasya. It is meant for the benefit of all people.
Bhagavatam je určen pro prospěch všech lidí.
And it bestows all benediction to all people. Actually, I'm going to read the English translation because the translation of Prabhupada, because it's so beautiful, Prabhupada's translation, but I won't because I don't have it in this book. This book only has two chapters. Sorry for messing up your microphone here. Yeah? Okay. All right. Do you have, you must be having it in there? In, you have the Veda base in there?
Yes.
So please have a look for that. Idam Bhagavata Nama. There's more than one verse beginning with these words, but this particular one is the first in the Bhagavatam, beginning with those words. Idam Bhagavatam Nama. Comes in the third chapter toward the end. Is it in the fourth?
It is third chapter 40.
Oh, I see. 340, is it? 1340. Okay, if you type in 1340, you'll get it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Or if you type in Idam Bhagavatam Nama, Bhagavatam Nama, you'll get it. There are other verses. You see, you take one point and then you start to discuss it, and you there's so much, so much in Bhagavatam. Did you find it? Yeah, okay, good, thank you. Oh, you don't have all the fonts installed. Okay, this Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary... Maybe you can translate it as I say it. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of God. And it is compiled by Śrīla Vyāsadeva, the incarnation of God. It is meant for the ultimate good of all people. And it is all successful, all blissful, and all perfect. This is not exactly a literal translation, but it's definitely a beautifully poetic and blissful translation, which shows Prabhupada's own love for Srimad Bhagavatam. Let's look, have a look at that. Idam Bhagavatam Nama. Bhagavata Nama, is it? Then we can find other verses. Oh, I spelled it. Bhagava. Yeah, there are other instances of this also. Oh, all right, I didn't get it. All right, that's just another angle we could have gone down. So, yeah. Then, Vedyam Vastavam. This is the actual subject of matter of the Vedas, through which all the Vedas are to be understood. Shankaracharya proposes to understand the Vedas through what he calls the Mahavakyas. He states that there are thousands of Mahavakyas, among which four are the guiding ones. Particularly Tattvam Asi is very famous. Ekam Eva Advitiyam. What is that? Anandam, Pragyanam, Brahma, and one other which I can't remember just now. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said no, the Mahavakya in the Vedas is Omkar, Pranav. Which anyway, those statements, the Mahavakyas of Shankaracharya are misunderstood and misrepresented by him. But anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said he took Omkar as the actual the most important statement of the Vedas.
výrok Om jako ten nejdůležitější ze všech Veda.
And that Omkar is the first word of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Toto Omkara je první slovo ve Srimad Bhagavatamu.
And it is the seed of all the Vedas. From Omkar, all the Vedas have expanded. And its full exposition is this Srimad Bhagavatam. Exposition means demonstration of, elaborate demonstration of. All right, I'll stop there. Are there any questions about this? No. All right. Well, maybe I'll go on a bit more then. Or should we stop because you have to do the yoga? All right, we'll stop.
Yeah.
What desires does Krishna have? He desires that you chant his name purely and go to him. That is what Krishna desires. All right.
I want to ask if this cheating religion can say it can be seen among the devotees.
Oh yeah, that's actually good. I'm glad you brought that up because that was something I meant to discuss. But well, I did discuss it to some extent in Croatia. I was going to discuss it again now, but I went off on a different tangent. Yeah, even if dharma, artha, kama and moksha, if these are brought into the field of bhakti, that's not pure bhakti. That's not the bhakti that Srimad Bhagavatam speaks of.
Se dostanou na pole čisté bhakti, tak pak už to není čistá bhakti.
One who is sincere will not mix dharma, artha, kama and moksha with bhakti.
Tak kdo je upřímný, tak nebude mixovat dharma, artha, kamu a mokšu s bhakti.
So philosophically it's be understood what is the difference between shuddha bhakti and karma-mishra bhakti, jnana-mishra bhakti, yoga-mishra bhakti.
Takže filozoficky můžeme chápat, jaký je rozdíl mezi šuddha bhakti, čistou danou službou a danou službou, která je zmixována s karmou, s jnanou, anebo...
Those who are sincere will naturally be attracted to discussions of shuddha bhakti.
A ti, co jsou upřímní, tak budou přirozeně přitahováni rozpravám o čisté bhakti.
There is one class of cheating religion or cheating so-called bhakti in which they say that shuddha bhakti means without any philosophy, only lila.
Takže je tady také jeden druh podobného náboženství, kde oni říkají, že shuddha bhakti jako nemá nějakou filozofii, že tam jde jenom o lilu, o zábavy.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Siddhanta balaya chittena karaha alash, yaha hoite krishna lage sudiramanosh. That don't be lazy in the matter of understanding Siddhanta or the proper conclusions of bhakti.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu říkal, že nebuďte lení ve snaze pochopit se Siddhantu.
By not being lazy in the matter of Siddhanta, one's mind becomes strongly attached to Krishna.
Takže když nejsme lení ve snaze pochopit Siddhantu, tím, že se snažíme jako neustále přemýšlet, snažit se pochopit Siddhantu, tak naše mysl začne být přitahována ke Krishnovi.
And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur rephrased this as Siddhanta alashjan anartha to charena. One who is lazy in the matter of understanding Siddhanta cannot give up anarthas.
A Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati tento výrok parafrázuje a říká, že ten, kdo je líný pochopit Siddhantu, tak se nemůže zbavit anart.
So one who is not fixed in Siddhanta, they take anarta to be arta and arta to be anarta. Anarta means that which is opposed to our real self-interest, and arta means the essence or that which is for our self-interest.
A ti, co jsou takto líní, tak oni berou anartu, což je něco nechtěného, jako artu, jako něco, co je pro ně dobrého, a to, co je arta, co je to opravdu dobré pro nás, tak to oni berou jako něco špatného, anartu.
That's why it's useful actually to understand some Sanskrit words which are regularly used in Shastra, because they express concepts or that don't appear in English or any of these Western languages.
To je prospěšné pochopit nějaké sanskritské výrazy, které se často objevují, protože tyto výrazy vyjevují nějaký specifický bod, který je těžký vysvětlit v angličtině nebo v jiných.
The term anartha, as it's used in Vaishnava understanding, is not used by other users of Sanskrit language, and what to speak of those coming from the Czech Republic.
Že ten termín anarta,
but I mean ordinary people who speak Czech and don't know any Sanskrit.
Že termín anarta, jakým ho používají Vaishnavové, tak takhle ho nepoužívají ani ti, kteří používají sanskritský jazyk jinak, co říci pak o těch, kteří jsou...
Anarta opashamang sakshan bhakti yogamad hoksaji lokasya janato vidvangs chakre sattvata sanghita. Yes, sir. Anarthas can be immediately dispelled by the process of bhakti yoga. But most people don't know this, and therefore Vyasadeva compiled this Sattvata Sanghita, this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in connection with the Supreme Truth. So, yeah, we need our own Vaishnav dictionary. It's useful for those who want to enter deeply into this, into understanding of Srila Prabhupada's books. It's useful to understand, try to understand the meaning of these words. All right, so Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Hare Krishna.